Every year they give out an Excellence in Public Awareness Award, and that award goes to an individual or an organization who's done the most in the past year to raise public awareness about the problem of healthcare fraud. They awarded the Senior Medicare Patrol their 2010 Public Awareness Award for our efforts this last year.
So tell us how the program itself works, the Senior Medicare Patrol. It sounds like people maybe stinging some of the operations that may offer less than optimal Medicare options.
They certainly, the volunteers have eyes and ears to the ground to be very suspicious or cautious about Medicare and possible fraud. What we do at the Administration on Aging is we provide money to states who then support senior Medicare patrol in their state. We provide money to help basically with staff to do recruitment, but the core of the program are the 5,000 volunteers that we have across the country. And those volunteers are fabulous. They do community education, groups, you know, so they go talk to a group. They'll do one-on-one counseling. And if someone has a specific question, our volunteers can also help with basically handling cases and making referrals if we think that there are possibilities of actual criminal activity or fraud.
And where do these volunteers come from? Are they seniors, and how do they get educated so they know what to look for?
Well, we focus on outreach to seniors in particular because senior volunteers are a wonderful resource in this country, and so we take advantage of that here and look for senior volunteers. We then provide basic education to all of the volunteers about Medicare, what Medicare covers, how to read the Medicare statement, and what to look for with regard to suspicious activity or possible fraudulent activity. We also then reach out to a larger population of individuals who receive Medicare and give them what I would call best practices and advice on how they can protect themselves.
And what are the more common forms of Medicaid fraud that we're seeing this year?
On Medicare fraud, there is a large initiative right now between the Department of Justice and Health and Human Services to target and track down on cities where there's a real high incidence of fraud. And we've had some workshops and some public forums. The first one we did was in Miami. We've been to Las Vegas. We've been to California. What we're trying to do is specifically educate people about what can happen in a high-fraud city. What we see with seniors are everything from people who try to get them to sign up for something for free, just in order to get their Medicare fraud, all the way up the chain. I mean, the higher level of Medicare fraud is quite sophisticated criminal activity where there's a real effort to amass large amount of data and large numbers of Medicare ID numbers. That's what really the Department of Justice focuses on. What we focus on is arming the individual for what they can do to protect themselves.
We're speaking with Kathy Greenlee. She's Assistant Secretary for Aging at Health and Human Services. So it sounds like the fraud kind of takes two forms. One are unscrupulous practitioners who just, for example, bilk or bill Medicaid for services not rendered or otherwise, you know, bill them falsely. Then there are people that sell programs that are not conforming or simply no good to unsuspecting seniors.
Yeah, it runs, I mean, because it's fraud, it runs the gamut from, you know, small situations, small cases where someone is billed for a product they don't get, to large organized criminal activity. It will be impossible for a senior to know kind of which of those categories, and they don't really need to know. What we tell seniors is very practical information. Guard their Medicare number. The Medicare number is valuable to them. Be careful about giving it to someone, a provider that you've never worked with before, that you're not familiar with. Read your Medicare statement after it comes to make sure that you recognize everything that you were billed for. When Medicare fraud happens, there are multiple victims. Certainly one victim, and it's the one we talk about most, is the Medicare system itself, because on a national level, there are billions of dollars every year that are taken from the Medicare system in the form of Medicare fraud. But all of the seniors and people with disabilities who receive Medicare also have a copay. So it's also money that's coming directly out of the pocket of Medicare beneficiaries who are paying a copay for a service that they didn't get. The other thing that happens, because Medicare is providing health care benefits, is it creates a false record. So there's a billing statement that shows people are getting, well, let's say, diabetes supplies when they don't have diabetes. And that can create real problems for seniors as they both have a health care record that's inaccurate or later show up because they need services and there may already be an indication that they, you know, got the payment and they're not going to get a second one. So it can really mess up someone's medical records as well as cost them money.
And what kind of training do the volunteers get from the federal government?
We provide the money to the state, so it's provided at the state level in terms of training. We have a national resource center that works with all of the senior Medicare programs, and we provide basic education on what the Medicare program is, what it pays for, what to look out for, and how to follow up if there's any questions about reporting this to CMS, to the Medicare program directly, or to law enforcement. So we, in order to train volunteers, have to give them comprehensive information about what the program provides so that they'll know when there's something that looks suspicious.
So they've got a couple of roles, in other words, as volunteers. They help groups of seniors that might be duped into some of these things, and they also are eyes and ears of ultimately the federal government, but the state and local programs that administer Medicare.
Yes, and it's, you know, it's twofold. I mean, it's like prevention in any sort of program. One of the best ways to prevent fraud is to have an educated public who understands Medicare and how to protect themselves, who are cautious and questioning. And so that's the whole nature of education and prevention. And then if there's something suspicious that shows up on a Medicare statement, we also need to follow up and figure out if this was properly billed or not. So it's sort of a pre and post opportunity in terms of giving people education and then providing technical assistance and one-on-one support if they've been defrauded. We look for volunteers nationwide, and we have, like I mentioned, a National Resource Center. They have a toll-free number at 877-808-2468. And the senior Medicare volunteers are just a wonderful group of individuals, very dedicated to helping other people on Medicare. And we can use more volunteers at any time.